from the KZST newsroom. And just in this morning, the Supreme Court has restored Donald Trump to the 2024 presidential primary ballots, rejecting state attempts to hold the Republican former president accountable for the Capitol riot. The justices ruled that states cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. They said that power resides with Congress in an unsigned opinion released on its website. There are a number of Sonoma County regional parks that are either partially or fully still closed due to the weekend storm. According to the Sonoma County Regional Parks website, Forestville River Park and San Antonio Creek Trail are fully closed today. Guerneville River Park, Hood Mountain Regional Park, Riverfront Regional Park, Stillwater Cove Park, and Tole Lake Regional Park all have partial closures due to the storms today. A brief car chase that ended in a crash allowed the Windsor Police Department to arrest two men on Friday night. 20-year-old Tavon Dedrick of Santa Rosa and 21-year-old Jacob West stole a Dodge Charger and were spotted on Highway 101 near Condy Lane. The chase ended when the car exited 101 and crashed into three other vehicles near Lakewood Drive, injuring one person. Both men attempted to run, but were caught by police. Fans of Sift Dessert Bakery or Bar have a limited time to enjoy their delicious cupcakes and goodies. As the owners, Andrea and Jeff Ballas, have announced, the business will be closing at the end of this month. They cited the pandemic, fires, storms, and the current economic climate as reasons for the closure. Their last day of operation will be March 23rd. The body of a man from Mendocino County was pulled from the Russian River on Friday near Ukiah. A Swiftwater rescue team recovered the body of Joshua Scott Freeman after reports of a man in the water that was pinned to a tree. There were no signs of foul play. Police say a group of men in masks opened fire at an outdoor party in Central California, killing four people and injuring three others. The King City Police Department says officers responded around 6 p.m. on Sunday and found three men with gunshot wounds who were pronounced dead in the front yard and a woman who died after being transported to a hospital. Three men in masks and dark clothes got out of a silver car and fired at the group. The suspects then fled the scene in that same vehicle. Yosemite National Park is partially back open today. Now, Tioga Road and Glacier Point Road are closed for the winter season. Badger Pass Road and Hetch Hetchy Road are scheduled to reopen today at noon, weather permitting. It is now 8:03 at KZST. Time for another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll check in once again with CHP officer Olivia Mirov. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roadways now?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is starting to pick up, starting northbound US 101 from Pod Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. You'll have a slowdown there. The State Route 12 interchange, US 101 traffic is heavy in that area. And then on the southbound side, there's a slight slowdown from Hearn Avenue to about Todd Road. Other than that, everything's looking good for your morning drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirov on KZST.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
This week at Raley's in Knob Hill, twin packs of USDA Choice Raley's Boneless Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roast are just $3.97 a pound, limit two packs when you clip your digital offer before checkout. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
From the community calendar, applications for the 2024-2025 civil grand jury are now open through April 29th. For more information, go to KZST.com. ESPN football analyst and award-winning journalist Chris Mortensen has passed away at the age of 72. No cause of death was announced, but Mortensen did announce that in 2016 he had been diagnosed with throat cancer. And Caitlin Clark of Iowa has become the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record. Your forecast, officially a frost advisory until 9 a.m. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy with just an outside chance of a scattered shower. Highs today, cool, mid-50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy. A little bit better chance of a shower with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain is likely once again, expecting a tenth to a quarter inch with highs in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Dune Part 2 was the top movie at the box office this weekend. It pulled in $81.5 million, making it really the first hit of the year. Bob Marley, One Love, was in second, with Ordinary Angels in third, Madam Webb in at number four, and The Chosen checked in at number five. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now. I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. It is 8:10. A little bit of sunshine out there. 39 chilly degrees. It's cold out there, Brent.
It is cold, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Hot Topic. So this is one of those where you just kind of shake your head and go, what? What is going on here? So Brent and I have this for you today. Concierge moms. So these are parents that hire these moms to help guide and support their kids who are away at college. Do you say yay or nay? So you can always call us in the studio if you want to chime in, 707-284-1000. So how it works is you hire these, quote, concierge moms for your college children while they are away from home. They offer support, advice, tips for your kid out on their own at college. Most experts say concierge moms, not a really good idea, kind of like being a helicopter parent. The majority feel like these kids need to learn how to grow and live and think on their own. Brent, you did some research. You have some costs for this.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's actually not as expensive as you would think. It may vary by region, I would imagine. But if you want to hire a concierge mom for your kid, here's the basic rate. It starts at $49 a month. That's not bad. They don't say exactly how much time that buys you. $250 per semester, $450 a year, or $1,600 for all 4 years of school.
That does not seem bad at all.
No.
Where you can shirk your duties of a mom and dad.
Exactly.
And have other people deal with your kid away.
Pretty reasonable. And so some of the things that a concierge mom will do for you, recommend a local doctor. So if you're new to the area, something goes wrong, hey, go find this person. If you've got family coming into town, they can help you maybe find a wheelchair or get something to rent or recommend a place. And they'll help with local services. What they won't do, and this is more important because this is where the kids go, oh, that's what I wanted. They do not wash clothes. They won't iron for you. They won't cook for you. So they're not going to come over to your dorm room and clean it up and make it all nice.
I mean, I get the concept.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay, you don't have kids, but would you ever fund a concierge mom?
The price alone, I might just do it and never use it. I don't know. My question was, do they have concierge dads?
I mean, apparently, I don't know.
You ask them for money and they just yell at you. That's all a concierge dad would do.
And give you what you want.
Yeah.
After mom says,
that's for the girls.
Yeah.
Boys, zero chance of that.
So, I mean, it is the weirdest thing to me. I mean, I had two kids away at college. Now they're out on their own. So, I mean, my reaction is, less parenting for me, less you need to do when they are away, fewer interruptions for mom and dad as you live your best empty nester life, because it's a good thing. They call the concierge mom with questions, not you. So I'm really not finding many flaws in the game plan. So a concierge mom, you say it like it's a bad thing.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
In the way, seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's check traffic right now with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning to you. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. We have a slight slowdown northbound US 101 just north of Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. Sarah 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is heavy there. And then eastbound 12 just east of Farmers Lane is going to be heavy traffic in that area as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
Tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
At Empire College of Law, our students aim to positively impact their communities after graduation.
Having been a law student, I'm really loving getting to come back and be a teacher at the law school because I really look forward to helping law school students as they navigate this very unique and vulnerable time in their life and how I can help better prepare students as they deal with the rest of their law school experience, the bar exam, and then their eventual career.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity? Look no further than Twin Pine Casino and Hotel. We are looking for energetic and passionate individuals to join our team. As one of the top-rated casinos in the area, we offer competitive salaries, benefits, opportunities for growth, and career advancement. Whether you're interested in hospitality, gaming, or food service, we have positions available for you. Don't miss out on the chance to be a part of our growing team. Visit twinpine.com/careers for available positions. Apply today.
Come on. You know you want to.
Oh my God, yes.
Go ahead. Nobody's watching.
Don't say that.
Your favorite radio station is just a mouse click away at work.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Listen to us on your computer at KZST.com.
Welcome.
100.1 KZST.
I could stay awake just to hear. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
County's KZST. Well, as far as your weather goes, mostly overcast skies, a little bit of hazy sunshine now. We'll see temperatures mid-50s around Sonoma County. Right now, 41 degrees. The KZST news is next.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up,
like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. I said Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 4th. At KZST in Santa Rosa, it is now 8:30. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies with a slim chance of a shower today. Currently sitting at 42 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. And we are finally getting more information about the road closure on Stony Point Road. Four Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies were injured in a shooting with a gunman in West Santa Rosa late last night. Deputies responded to the report.